For WKMS News, I'm Sydney Anderson. This week in Kentucky politics, Governor Matt Bevin said he'll reopen a prison to help deal with the state's booming prison population. President Trump announced he'll visit Lexington the night before Election Day. And Attorney General Andy Beshear says he'll restore voting rights to some people with felony convictions if he's elected. Jonas Franklin from member station WFPL talked to Capitol reporter Rylan Barton for this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Rylan, late last week, President Trump announced that he'll campaign for Governor Matt Bevin's reelection in Lexington the night before Election Day. Why is this happening? What does this tell us?
I think it tells us that Bevin really wants Trump to remind Kentucky voters that Bevin is tight with Trump. The president is much more popular in Kentucky than Governor Bevin is. Bevin is facing what many believe is a tough race against Democratic Attorney General Andy Beshear. Kentucky's races for governor take place at a weird time when there aren't any federal races on the ballot, no congressional or presidential elections. And really, for a long time, this played in favor of Democrats who controlled state government while Kentuckians started voting Republican at the federal level starting in, say, the mid-1980s. President Trump's visit will do what Bevin has been trying to do this whole race, focus attention on national and big social issues, impeachment, immigration, guns, abortion, and of course, it comes the night before Election Day. So when Kentuckians wake up on the morning of Tuesday, November 5th, their newspapers, newscasts, and Twitter feeds will all be especially Trumpy.
So this week, Governor Bevin announced that the state will reopen a prison to help address prison and jail overcrowding in the state. But earlier this month, Bevin said that the state would not open any more prisons. Isn't he doing just that?
Yes, he is. So this is a prison in Wheelwright in Floyd County. It's owned by a private prison company, Core Civic, and it was shuttered in 2012 after accusations that guards had sexually abused female inmates. The state is leasing the facility from Core Civic, so it technically won't be a private prison. It'll house 650 inmates. Kentucky's prison population has been booming. It's over 24,000 now, up from a recent low of about 20,000 in 2013. The state's 12 prisons are overcrowded, which has put pressure on local jails, most of which are housing state inmates on the state's behalf and are also overcrowded. Bevin announced the reopening in Wheelwright, and in addition to addressing the overcrowding issue, he framed it as an economic development benefit. The administration said that the project will hire about 200 employees from the area, which, by the way, is historically Democrat voting.
Okay, and finally, Attorney General Andy Beshear says he'll restore voting rights to some people with felonies on their criminal records if he's elected governor. This would reinstate a move made by his father, former Governor Steve Beshear.
Yeah, and one of his last moves in office, Governor Steve Beshear issued this executive order restoring voting rights to about 180,000 people with nonviolent felonies on their records. Kentucky is one of only a couple states that permanently bars people with felonies from voting. As one of Governor Bevin's first moves in office, he rescinded that executive order, saying that the legislature should take up the issue. They have not, and now Andy Beshear says he'll issue that executive order again as one of his first moves if he's elected.
I'm going to sign an executive order automatically restoring voting rights to all nonviolent felons that have completed their sentence.
Election Day is Tuesday, November 5th. In the meantime, Bevin and Beshear have a few more debates. On Saturday night, they'll debate at Bellarmine University in Louisville. On Monday, they'll debate on KET in Lexington. And then on Tuesday, they'll debate at Northern Kentucky University. So if you're one of those 7% of Kentucky voters who are undecided, or if you just like watching a good fight, there's plenty more to see.
Okay. We've been speaking with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Rylan Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.